So I've just got home and downloaded the new OMD album off of iTunes. I'd normally buy the CD, but kind of run out of time, so I just thought, well, I'll download that anyway because it's not too bad, the quality, etc. But I think I'll buy it because it's just a great. It's a classic. It's going to be a classic OMD album. Fab songs and just, you know, wonderful synth textures and all the sounds that remind you of OMD whenever you listen to their older stuff, as are the beats and all the sequences of the drums, etc. It's got that real feel to one of their classic early albums. It's a joy. It's like buying it when I was about 16. I might have gone and bought exactly the same album. Okay, it's better production now and stuff, but that said, it's wonderful. And then you've got Andy McCluskey's vocals, which, you know, that's so distinctive. I don't think anyone else has that kind of sound, and that's what makes it so interesting for me. I had the good fortune of seeing them at Bletchley Park a couple of months ago in a little gig they did, and a kind of not meet and greet per se, but question and answer session before they did these couple of songs. So I'd heard History of Modern Part One, which in my mind is going to be, it's got to be a hit. I can't see how it can't be. So if you're so inclined, check them out. For the younger followers of mine, if you just go onto their website, I think you can probably preview some of the stuff. But it is, it's just such a good album. I wish them all well with it. And there are, that's my thoughts on the new OMD album, History of Modern.